Chloe, banjo.
Samara, I play fiddle and mandolin.
Fiona, and I play the cello.
Okay, what did we just hear, Chloe?
We heard a bit of everything bluegrass, and yeah.
Now, tell us how Citrus Exchange came to be.
Just family friends for several years, and sort of got together one day and started something.
Yeah. Samara, you were flipping between two instruments on stage. How difficult is it to manage those two?
They're pretty easy to change between. I'm primarily a violinist, so that's obviously my favourite, but the mandolin's similar. It's all the same strings, same chord shapes, so it's pretty easy.
Well, I understand you're classically trained as well. Is it difficult to jump between all the genres?
Yes. Yes. It does my head in sometimes because I forget what I'm playing.
So. Now, you've come out and you've been flexing your fingers and your poor little wrist. How is it feeling after the performance?
I haven't actually played mandolin more than twice this year, so it's a little bit sore after my chops.
What are your chops?
So when you're, like, it's a particular style of playing that gets that really bluegrassy twang into it, and my little pinky is not used to it.
Can you chop, play us a chop, just to hurt you more?
Yeah, thanks.
And at this point, the pinky is going, oh,
yeah.
Samara.
Yeah, why are you doing this to me again? What's with the G chord?
Now, on stage, you were bringing all the rhythm to the, I guess, control this group of this motley crew. You're classically trained as well. What do you find like jumping between the genres?
It's horrible. But, yeah, worth it. Totally worth it. But, you know, it's hard.
When you say horrible, what do you mean?
It's just completely different. Going from structured and really, like, you know, making beautiful sounds and whatever to playing bass is interesting. It's interesting and hard.
Now, Chloe, you have been, I guess, together for a couple of years now. And you're on stage, you all seem to communicate so effortlessly. What's the secret language in the eyes that's going on while you're performing?
Yeah, sort of half stare at each other when we're about to finish and try and get some signal in some body form of anything. But, yeah, somehow we get to finish. Yeah.
And try not to express panic to the audience.
You dropped your little...
I dropped my pick multiple times.
Is it just because of the speed you're going at there?
No, it's just because I'm a Wally.
No, I guarantee you, Samara's not a Wally. She was amazing and drew multiple applauds, as did all the girls on the stage this afternoon. She's being incredibly humble and, if not a little bit, you know, self-depressing here this afternoon. So you guys perform, though. How often do you get to perform together, Chloe?
Well, I've been performing a bit more lately since I've had my HSC, but usually not a lot just because we're all pretty busy, but yeah.
And what is it that you like about the sound that Citrus Exchange creates?
It's its own sort of sound within bluegrass, which is just completely different to everything else. I don't know, it's our own thing. Yeah.
That's great. How about you, Samara? What do you enjoy about the sounds that you create with this particular ensemble?
It's fun. It's fun, and it's not every day you get to play with a banjo, and it's not every day you get to play with bass being played on cello. So it's just fun. I know I've known these girls forever, and it's just nice to do and create that sound, and it sounds fun, and the audience has fun. So it's just fun.
Yeah, you were loved by the audience. How about you? What is it that you enjoy about creating the sounds here?
Yeah, it is very fun. I just like playing with them, really. They're cool people.
And will we see you again country music's time, or when will we see Citrus Exchange again?
Yeah, probably country music time. Yeah.
Country music will be our next big thing, I think. Yeah.
Oh,
Thank you.